Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Help Your Diabetes conference call. If you have any questions throughout the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad to reach a live operator. Again, for questions, please press star zero. At this time, it is my pleasure to turn the floor over to your host. Sir, the floor is yours.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Hawkins, founder and CEO of Help Your Diabetes. I wanted to welcome you to this week's group support call with Dr. Drelick. He has another great topic for you this week, and then he'll open the call up for questions and to hear your success story. Enjoy the call. Dr. Drelick, take it away.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Dean, Help Your Diabetes. Welcome to Saturday's group call. Remember, we do this every week, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you check your time zones and you're in the right place at the right time. We do when we send the e-blasts out, as we call them, announcing the group call every week. On the bottom of the email, you'll see a link to the previous week. You can listen to that at your leisure, and so we do that for your convenience. And let's keep the group call positive, as we always say. Of course, we're going to take the hard questions, too, but anything administrative that you need handled, call the check-in line, 800-321-9054. Leave a message. If you're waiting for something to come in the mail or a regular email, you need login credentials, you're having issues with logging into the patient portal, any of those kinds of things, please leave a message and we'll get that issue handled for you ASAP, because we want you to be have everything that you need. We want you to understand how everything works. You know, we don't want you to not be able to log in and things like that, and so forth. So that's important. You can send an email, too, at support@helpyourdiabetes.com. You can use that to check in. You can use that to ask questions. We're here 7 days a week, and we want to make sure that you know that we're available, and we'll always get back to you the same day, okay? So that being said, today's topic is going to be about eating out, but before I get into that, I just wanted to, when I said keep it positive, that means anything positive you have going on. Since starting the program, it could be something as energy is improving. You could be about weight loss. It could be your vision is improved. You notice that your digestion is better and you're going to the bathroom. Things are looking better on both sides of the fence. You're sleeping better. You're getting compliments from your MD. And as your A1C is coming down and your numbers are coming down, family members are noticing positive changes with you. You can walk longer distances now. You're not, your breathing is better. All across the board, things are going to change. Your neuropathy in your hands or your feet are clearing up. You know, as the list goes on and on, you know, your activities of daily living are getting better. It could be something like you're bending over and touching your shoes, noticing that things are easier for you. Look, inflammation is going to go down. Your body's going to start functioning better. Things are going to start changing. So notice those things and write them down so you don't, listen, these are not little things. Having a hard time bending over touching your shoe because of complications that can come from a lot of different areas, and all of a sudden now inflammation is going away, your diabetes is better, neuropathies are clearing up, range of motion as weight comes off starts to improve, and it's major. So write it down and look at these little things as big wins, okay? Because these activities of daily living, as we call it, is something that you're doing on a day-to-day. And you want to notice these things. The next thing you know, you got a long list of, wow, look at all these changes that I'm noticing for the positive, okay? So that being said, when you get that list together, you know, make that your mantra. You know, say it, read it in the morning, read it at lunch, read it before you go to bed. Keep putting these things into your mind and reinforcing what you're doing, okay? Keep reinforcing the positive because this is major turning this thing around, okay? We're not managing and controlling it mindset anymore. Yes, you have to manage and control your crisis before you can reverse it, of course. But now that we're trying to turn it the other way, this is why you want to have good communication with your doctors and all of that. Let them know the details of the program. Don't just tell them HYD and they don't know who we are yet, but explain the program, what's going on, what's the foods that you're staying away from, you know, all those avoid items and all the approved stuff that you're sticking to, the style of eating. You know, you're not going past 3 hours up to 1 hour before bed, you know, small portions throughout the day to keep things stable. You want to turn this thing around. And this is the reason, Dr. Smith, why my numbers are coming down. This is the reason, Dr. Johnson, why my A1C is getting lower and all these things. And look, now that we've reduced, and this is a major point here, now that we reduced these certain medications, of course, you're always going to do this with the help of your doctor, your primary. Now that we reduced the meds and my A1C is lower with medication reduction, do you see how major that is as opposed to being on the dosages that you were or having increased dosage of meds and that bringing the A1C lower? That's not the direction we want to go in, okay? We want to be the direction to go in, reducing meds, A1C coming down, you know, eventually getting the meds, diabetes meds out of your life with the normal A1C or at least below 6.0. So you become clinically non-diabetic and you don't get the complications of this disease. Don't listen to people with, you know, how hard it is and all this and the lifestyle. Yeah, it's hard if you make it hard. But if you have the mindset of you're gaining a better quality of life, you're not going to get the complications of diabetes, you know, and you're going to, you're not missing out on your favorite foods, but you're gaining a better quality of life. And you know what? You're also gaining a new way of eating, and you're probably getting introduced into some things maybe you normally wouldn't have. And what it's doing to your body and the results, that speaks volumes right there. Okay, so that being said, today's topic is eating out. Let me tell you, this is a major thing. This is a big topic because, you know, well, right now, I don't know, not many people, things are starting to open up again, but not quite where we were, of course. But what I'm saying is that you have to pay attention wherever you go. There are healthier places than others. There are fast food places that are healthier than others, but it doesn't really matter. If you go somewhere and they don't have any good choices, most places do. They have it whittled down to, let's cherry pick for a little bit. Let's take McDonald's, for example. They probably have the nicest salads I've seen, as crazy as that sounds, okay? Stay away from the dressing that has major sodium in it, and it has probably has sugar in it or some kind of cornstarch or soy or watch that stuff, okay? So if you can get some extra lemons, ask them for them, squeeze some lemons on there, you know, toss it around. Or if you're in a place where you can order, get some oil and vinegar on the side, which is a vinaigrette, by the way, okay? And go with the salt-free seasoning. If you can do, you're better off with that. Then you got it, you know? So some grilled chicken, if you want to put that on there, that's fine. Don't do the fried because it has the breading, of course, and all of that. So, you know, remember, too, when you fry something, it changes the chemistry, which is not really the healthiest thing you can do when you get into the biochemistry of it, that your body doesn't recognize these sometimes some of these things that are fried, and it causes free radicals in the body and causes some other havoc in your system, okay? So, and that these things cause joint pain and, you know, fibromyalgia, kind of achiness and all these other things. And list goes on and on there. So that being said, on the program, we don't do the fried and the breading anyway. And so make the right choices. Ask questions if you need to, if you don't know. If it sounds like this is our healthy tropical bowl of the day, and they're marinating it in something that's got sugar in it, or they're putting something in there that you shouldn't have, but they're making it sound really healthy, and if probably is a healthier choice, but they're not running a diabetes restaurant. So you have to kind of really get a little bit anal about it. This way, you know what you can get when you go to a certain place. Once you get the initial questions out of the way and you got your couple favorite items there, then you don't have to keep doing it. You have to keep asking them. You're going to know. So as annoying as it sounds, it's going to help you. It's going to help you when you travel. It's going to help you when you go wherever and you have to pull in somewhere if you don't have any backup or you didn't prepare for the day and you don't have your friendly cooler in the car with, you know, some protein and vegetables and maybe some Ziploc bags of walnuts and almonds, apple slices and peanut butter or something like that to keep you dialed in. And when I say things like peanut butter or I mention any kind of condiment, please understand there's hundreds of companies out there, if not thousands. You got to make sure you read the label and there's no avoid items in there, okay? Take the time to do it. If the print is too small and you can't, well, get a magnifying glass and bring it to the market with you. I have to use one because the print on some of this stuff is so tiny, you can't read it. But you, as you start doing this, though, it's really going to fortify your day-to-day. You're going to know, oh, hey, I can go over there and get that, okay? Or I can stop in here. Oh, yeah, I remember that. I asked questions about that. I can order that again, and I'm good to go, and so on and so forth. So you'll start putting together your list, and you'll start to know what's going on. And then it's going to become autopilot. You know, when you make your own stuff at home, you know what's on it. When you go out, you're not exactly sure, but you got to know what to stay away from. And if it's mixed up in a bowl and it sounds all fancy schmancy, you're going to have to ask some questions just to be sure. People use store-bought salsas and or from companies, and people use different marinades and things. And a lot of them have sugars and things in there, and soy and cornstarch to thicken. And as the list goes on and on, words like dextrose and maltodextrose, and you can stay away from words like that and watch things like concentrates. If you see like fruit slurry concentrate or something along those lines or fruit concentrate, that's like, you know, that's like juice. And that's why we want you to stay away from that. You know, concentrate is exactly that. They're taking a lot of something and concentrating it down to a smaller something. And it's stronger that way. So watch stuff like that. And, you know, what else can I say about that other than, you know, the concentrates and things like that? You want to be aware of these things. So keep that in mind. Enjoy the process. You know why? Because you're doing something about this. You want to avoid the complications of diabetes. And every time you have to go through a challenging moment, ordering, asking questions, and all of that, be proud of yourself. You're protecting yourself, and you're really serious about turning this thing around. Nobody's saying you have to be a five-star chef at home. I'm not. I have the basic stuff, and I do what I can do, you know? Or if I don't feel like making whatever, like the chicken breast on the tray and then broil it with lemon pepper seasoning, when you're at the market, grab one of those rotisserie chickens. They're already done, okay? Just watch stuff like if the one has barbecue sauce on it, it might have sugar. Get the one, the regular roasted chicken, bring it home and cut it up. Man, you can't beat that. You're good to go, okay? So, watch things too, like over-the-counter deli stuff. Make sure that the ham or something like that they're giving you or anything, you got to make sure it's not honey glazed. It doesn't have any kind of, sugary glaze or apple something on there that might have contained sugar. Because, you know, it's not just you're eating one slice or something. You're gonna eat this and multiple times a day maybe, or take it with you, and after a week, it turns into a larger number. And you're sending your body the wrong signals. You know, you remember, you have to teach your body how to get its insulin sensitivity back, how to produce insulin better on its own. You have to put it in an environment so it can heal and fix itself. You're forcing it to function differently. You're putting it in an environment so it can heal. That's the name of the game. Your body, remember this, your body is a dynamic system. It always wants to go in the direction of health. It doesn't want to be sick. It wants to be healthy. Okay? If you cut your finger and you look at the cut and you yell at it and say, don't heal, don't heal, don't heal, all kidding aside, it's going to heal anyway because it wants to heal. And that's what's going on. So if you're going to put it in an environment where it really has the tools to fix itself, you really got this thing dialed in. And then you're going to start developing momentum as you go down the road on this, and you're really putting something together with a new functioning body and a much more tuned up system, okay? So that's the whole thing about eating out, not to overcomplicate it. That's a once around the diamond with that. Operator, we're going to open up the phone for comments and questions. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready. Take it away.
There are no questions at this time, ladies and gentlemen. For questions, please press star zero. That's star zero for any questions. Our first question comes from DJ. DJ, please state your question.
Yes.
DJ, how are you? Yes, sir.
Doing great.
Oh, good.
I've been on the program. I am on week 12 right now, maybe 13.
Okay.
And I have to honestly say I feel a lot better. I have a lot more energy.
Awesome.
Some of the little aches and pains I was having have gone away. I'm able. It's so much more, and it's as you said, it's in the food, and
yeah.
So my question is about the food. I know that we're talking about the cheat day, the day that we can cheat.
Uh-huh.
Well, can you give me a process?
Yeah, sure.
Or a good routine? I mean, what, can I have some cookies at a snack, or just have a full-blown meal somewhere, or what? I mean, is it cheat day? Is it all day? Is it half a day? I mean, what are we?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. Okay, so BJ, no cheat day right now at week 12, because you don't want to send the body the wrong signals. You want to get to where your A1C is below 6.0, you're off your diabetes meds with a normal sugar, and you fall into the category of clinically non-diabetic, then what I normally tell people,
check.
Yeah, you got to get off the meds.
Check. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, when it's time, it's usually every 3 months they get it done for you, you know, so you don't have to get it done too quickly. But the thing is, you want to be off your diabetes meds under 6.0, with a normal fasting sugar, you fall into the clinically non-diabetic category. And then I would go maybe what I normally tell people, and this is me being real, okay, because it's easy to slip off and send your body the wrong signals and go spinning out of control. So if you have a good A1C at the end of the program and you're dialed in and you reach clinically non-diabetic, I would go to another A1C after that 3 months later. Stay strict and make sure your body's solid. Okay.
Then I would do a
cheat meal once a week and see the following morning how your body handled it. For example, let's say you follow the process like I just told you, and the cheat day or the cheat meal is the first one or second meal of the day in the morning. And you had, like, let's say you had a bagel. Maybe you had bagel and cream cheese or something as an example.
Pancakes.
Okay, you had pancakes. Okay, and the following morning, your fasting sugar was in the normal range. That's great. That means your body handled that nicely. So stay on that, and as your body deals with that kind of thing, because if you did the pancake and the following morning the number was too high, your body's not ready yet, you know? So you'll know by that. But wait till you get to clinically non-diabetic before you even start going down that road. As bad as the cravings might be for you, do it dialed in some other way and, you know, shut it down. Because you don't want to tell your body the wrong messages now as it's going through. When you have momentum on your side and the healing process is going, you don't want to interfere, you know? And that's the whole thing. So that's the answer.
Okay. That sounds like a good answer to me.
Okay, BJ.
All right.
So you're doing great. I keep moving forward. More energy, aches and pains are gone. Your body's letting you know that I like what you're doing. Nice going.
Yeah.
And keep treating
me
like that.
And I'm back in the gym.
Back in the gym.
back in the gym. As soon as the gym opened up, I was right there, and I've been feeling good ever since. Wow. I mean, really feeling good ever since I started back exercising,
yeah.
just like I need to.
I lost about 40 pounds.
40 pounds of weight loss, and so, yeah.
That's awesome. What else you got to want to tell us while you're on? You're on a roll. Keep going.
I have tried so many processes.
Okay.
So many different supplements, so many different things, and I've never read anywhere to where you get your food dialed in, you get the right food dialed in, and then you stick to it. I hadn't heard that anywhere. All I heard was the supplements, you know, do some cinnamon, bitter melon, and do all that.
Yeah.
But no one has ever talked about the food that you always talked about it. Just going on a diet. I'm saying, wait a minute. I don't want to be down to flesh and bones. I was at 244 pounds. I'm at 201 right now.
Okay.
So,
what do you want to be?
Yeah. That's what the doctor told me a long time ago. I need to be. And so,
where do you want to be as far as your weight? Where, how much do you want to weigh? What's your ideal?
Right here, right where I am.
Oh, you like it there. Oh, okay. So,
because
I'm 5'11". What meds do you want still diabetes?
What, say it again?
What medications for diabetes are you still on?
I have never taken any meds.
I've been trying to go holistic.
Yeah. That's what I started out with years and years ago. And so,
when was your last day?
The very start of the program,
okay.
my A1C was 246.
No, that's your blood sugar.
That was my blood sugar. A1C was 12.
12, yeah.
My
so
A1C was 12 when I started the program.
In 3 months, in 3 months, you'll get another one done, and we'll see where you're at. So now, with no meds, you're going at this thing hardcore. And everybody who's listening out there, what I mean by that is, some people go on medications, they don't feel well on them, and they kind of don't feel like taking them. And they don't change their lifestyle, and they really get spun out of control. It's very dangerous. So, here's the choices. What I want to get across. And so someone doesn't get the wrong idea and go, BJ said throw all my meds away.
I'm not saying that if you have to
talk to your doctor. Let's say metformin doesn't make your stomach feel well. It happens all the time. It wrecks people's stomach and digestion. There's other options to discuss while you're managing and controlling your crisis. And then as you change the food and the nutrition, the numbers come down, you can always work with your doctor and gradually wean down the other way. That's all. But you're kind of going at it cold turkey. You're not the first, and you probably won't be the last, but some people just can't find a medication really that doesn't make them that make them feel like they don't feel well. But if you don't change your lifestyle and you don't and you go off the meds by yourself and you keep doing what you normally do, you're asking for big trouble, you know? So the fact that you made the change is the only way, okay, to put this thing start pumping the brakes on this thing. So you have to really, more than anybody, you're not managing or controlling it with meds temporarily, you got to really lock it down. No way Tuesday now. You got to get to that next A1C like you're training for the Olympics of diabetes. You got to stay super strict so we have a good number when we get to that next A1C. We'll really get an idea of where you're at. Okay.
Well, since I've been on the program, since I've been on the program, the A1C went from that 12 and the second time I checked it, I was some months on the program, I think it was 7.1. It was at a 7. So it
that's
has come down a lot since I've been in the program. So I got to get it down under that 6.
Under 6.0. Yeah. Okay, great. So that's a great jump. You know what that means? That means your body is responding really well, number one. Number two, you're teaching it how to get its insulin sensitivity back, and it's getting better. Number three, you're showing it how to produce insulin better on its own, and it's getting better. And number four, you're putting it in that environment, as I talk about, of where it can heal. And it's like, look, it's saying, BJ, keep doing this because I like what you're doing to me, man. We're on our way. So, you know, this is great. This is great stuff, man. I mean, it's really, really great. Keep your foot on the gas. And anybody out there listening, if you're on meds and all, don't ever make a move on them without the permission of your doctor. Explain the program. Let them know what's going on so everybody's on the same team and there's no secrets and there's no, you know, why didn't they tell me this? And the doctor's like, oh, well, why didn't you tell me you were on what you were doing? Now I understand why the numbers are coming down. And it's not just because there's some miracle happening or from an alien UFO or something, you know. So, you know, yeah. But, I mean, you're doing a great job, man. And but no cheat day, man, until we get there, okay? Otherwise, I got to come over there and spend the night at your house or something.
I'll cook you a slab of ribs if you come over. With no secret.
All right, man. Okay, sir. Yeah. All right, man. Well,
thank you, doctor.
Thanks a lot for all that. That's great stuff. Okay, have a good one, sir. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. That was a good one. Look, Star Zero, if you have a question, but I want to just kind of look as bounce off this kind of what we just went over. You know, remember, the medical profession, they're managing and controlling your diabetes with medications. And if you look at the dosages that you first were on in the beginning compared to where you are down the road, the dosages are higher. Maybe medications more have been added to the list. If you're on insulin, the units go up. And you're on insulin, remember, because oral meds aren't working, so they got to use insulin now. And when insulin doesn't work, then it's dialysis or transplant list. You know, you don't want to go down that road. So when you make this lifestyle change, it's so major that I can't tell you enough how awesome it is what you're doing and how you can actually change the way your body functions. You can actually teach it how to heal and function better. It wants to heal anyway. But, you know, when you're not giving it the right tools and you're not really putting it in its optimal environment and you keep eating the wrong things and all you're doing is trying to do patch-up care with medications, you're not telling the body anything. You're actually confusing the healing process. The body is so smart, it's ridiculous, right? And remember, it wants to always heal. It doesn't want to be sick. It wants to heal. And you're doing such an awesome thing. I just want you to come away with this group call on how awesome this process is and how unbelievable the body is. Look at what you put it through all the way until up to you started the program. It's amazing any of us are still here. You know, honestly, it's amazing that as a boy, a young boy, me living off of big sticks of bubble gum and whatever and frozen pizzas and the ice cream man and all that, how we even made it this far. It's incredible what the body can endure. Okay, and you heard BJ talking about the exercise, when you get back into the gym and all that. You know how major that is too. That's part of it too. You gotta move. You gotta get out and you gotta move. Get yourself something going. If you don't have the gym or whatever, get something in the house. Go for walks. You know, 30 minutes a day at least. Hours better. Do the best you can. If you have a stationary bike, a little treadmill in the house is worth its weight in gold now, especially with what's going on now. Excuse me. So that can be handled that way, okay? Little weights can be delivered. And, you know, if you had to, if you really had to find somebody, a personal trainer, you know, you're going to have to go through the protocols that are different in the world now. I get it. But there's a way around things. Make sure everybody's on the healthy side of things. And someone can show you some exercise, or you go on the computer, hit YouTube or whatever, and find an exercise program on there. God, it's endless. It's endless. That's even better. That just popped in my head. You can find whatever, something. I just sent my mother, who's 92, her knee's bothering her. I found somebody on there doing some stretches for the knee. Here she is, Susie. She's got three stretches. Boom, boom, boom. I sent it over to her through Facebook and Messenger, and now she's doing those, and her knee feels better. So it's kind of there's so much information that please, if you don't, if your computer skills aren't there, I'm not trying to do things that intimidate you with that. Learn something new. Get yourself out of your comfort zone. I'm encouraging you. Have a family member just show you the 1, 2, 3 of it. Okay? You don't have to get all into the whole, I don't want to put my credit card information on me. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just how do I go on? How do I tap into a YouTube? How do I punch up some exercise thing? What can I do at home? And you can follow along or something like that. Simple. You don't have to go down any kind of weird rabbit hole that you're not comfortable with. But at least some basic stuff. You'll be glad that you did. I promise. Okay? So that being said, if it's any encouragement, my mom at 92 is on Facebook, on Messenger. We do these group chats, family group chats through Messenger once a week that was set up by my 16-year-old nephew. And everybody gets on now with these group things on the computer. We can see each other's faces and stuff. With what's going on now, it's so valuable. It's unbelievable. So there's a lot going on out there. The world has a lot to offer. Forget all about this, what's going on. Don't bathe in all the bad news. It's going to mess with your head, okay? Focus on you. Focus on the positive. The world will somehow fix stuff and everything. And we're going to come out bigger, better, and stronger. I just know it, okay? So in the meantime, you take care of your health, and then you can take care of somebody else. So try those things that we just talked about and enjoy the journey a little bit more. And, again, those successes, write them down, and you start reading that list, because I don't want you to ever forget what's going on. Don't ever take anything and think it's a small thing when your body's going through a healing process. It could be like, wow, I noticed that pain in my knee is gone. Wow, I notice when I get out of the shower or the bathtub and I towel off, my range of motion is easier and things are moving around a little bit easier. Or I get in and out of the car, it's easier, not harder. Start adding these things up and you'll start to keep yourself energized, because you're the one that knows. It's not make-believe. You're making a lifestyle change. It's major. You're turning this thing around. Your body is healing. So, you know, it's worth recording and jotting down. Okay? So, I don't know. I kind of went off on a thing. BJ, you got me a little fired up here, but that's all good. And let's keep the good positive energy going. And Star Zero, if you have a question, we're here for you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is Star Zero for any questions. Again, ladies and gentlemen, those who just joined for questions, please press Star Zero. That's Star Zero for any questions.
Remember, everyone, just so you know, if it does go 10 minutes or so with no questions or comments, the operator and I will end the call early, just so we don't sit with dead air for too long, and I'm sure that's understandable. I just want to give you a little reminder there. We're off to a great start, and we're here for you. Okay, remember, everyone out there, if we're still with us. I know not everybody wants to ask questions, and some just want to listen, which is perfectly fine. Remember, when you do ask a question, remember that too. Some people just like to listen, and you might say that one thing that gets them back on track. As we know, all these lifestyle changes and this new way of life is challenging, and you might say something that encourages someone. I was on the phone earlier with a patient that's coming to the end of the program and got off her insulin and all of that, and talking about her, sending in a testimonial and things. And she was mentioning how major it was to get off the insulin. and I heard it in the voice. And, you know, when someone's injecting insulin for so many years and all of that, and you can get off of and not inject yourself anymore because you decided to make a lifestyle change, I mean, yeah, the oral medications, getting off of those too, is just as powerful. But the process of injecting and going through all of that, and not to mention the roller coaster ride of insulin, the, for lack of a better term, to use it as a crutch, as many do, even subconsciously, I can go to this party, I can eat the pizza or the piece of birthday cake, knowing that I'm going to give myself a shot of insulin, I can maybe bump up the units, and I know I'm going to be okay and bring it back down. That's a major, a Russian roulette kind of a roller coaster ride lifestyle. And it's just really gets me so fired up about when somebody has that reaction to how major that was. And the medical doctor, and all the way through the whole treatment there, leading up to that point, before you join the program, never talked to you about turning this thing around. It's just the way it is. Your conversation doesn't happen enough. It's more of a managing and controlling conversation with meds, but that's good. Thank God they're around to get us out of our crisis. Thank God, including, and I'm talking myself included, I've been through my own things. But once you're out of the crisis, it would be nice if they took you to the office and walked you down the hall and there was an HYD room to walk into. Then we can start talking about eating the right way, what to stay, what to avoid, what you can enjoy, good solid nutrition, because the meds and the lifestyle have robbed important nutrients from your body. Now we got to start making deposits of that back in there so your body can heal, okay, along with the food. And, you know, like BJ said before, the power of the food he didn't realize. Remember, the most powerful drug in the world begins with an F and ends with a D, food. And then the supplements are there to supplement the food, okay, not to take the place of. So you don't just eat a bunch of junk and then take supplements. You're just really not doing anything for yourself because you're kind of clashing in the middle. You're kind of crossing it. You're just canceling one another out. But when you get the food dialed in and you add some good nutrition on top of that, high quality nutrition, like from HYD, that your body's going to use at the cellular level, healthy cells is healthy you, then you're really, now you're really, you know, putting your body in an environment where it can really do some amazing things. Okay? So it is major. Getting off of insulin is major. Reducing it to your body, reducing the meds is major. The weight's coming off. All these things I want you to notice, that activity daily living list, anything that you notice for the positive, never look at it as a small thing because you've made the lifestyle change. This is happening because of what you're doing now, okay? So that being said, we'll give it a little more time. We're at quarter to the hour almost, so, you know, we'll give it a little more time. Star Zero, if you have a question, we're here for you.
Our next question comes from Clarence. Clarence, please state your question.
Hi, Clarence. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. You bet.
I've been taking metformin for quite a few years, and
yeah.
What I'm curious to know is, I don't know when when I should stop taking my metformin. I mean,
it's a good question. Yeah. Well, look, the question is, you don't do it on your own. Okay. I mean, some people have before, but I always you always got to want to discuss it. You have a primary physician. You want your numbers to tell you when it's time to have that conversation, okay? So when you check that morning reading, that what we call the fasting blood glucose before your first meal, after you wake up from sleeping, that's your fasting reading. That's the most accurate. Now, here's two ways to look at it. Get it in a good sweet spot. If you can get that number between 80 and 115 for a solid week, 10 days, then open up the conversation with your doctor. Your body's telling you it's stable, and you want to talk to them about making an adjustment or reducing it. You want to do it gradually. That's always the best way. Secondly, if you want to keep it more simple in the brain, if it goes below 100, open up the conversation. Tell them what you're doing lifestyle-wise, and they'll know why it's coming down. This way, you have a team member now as your doctor, and you're on the same page. And then they take, let's say you're on 2,000 milligrams of metformin a day, as an example. And then they might want to say, okay, well, let's go drop a 500-milligram pill, something like that, and go down to 1,500 a day. And then you'll put together some good numbers again. You'll talk to the doctor, and then they'll drop another one. And then you'll put together some good numbers again. You'll talk to them again. And you gradually start chipping away at this as your body continues to heal. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
That's how you have to do it, because if you shock the body and you just dump it, you're going to throw your body for a loop. That's not really the best way. The best way to do it is always gradually, and you'll slowly come off. And, you know, remember, too, when you gradually come off the med, let's say they drop that half a pill or something, or one of the dosages, the needle, meaning the fasting blood glucose, can swing up the other way temporarily as your body recalibrates from the lower dosage. And people get a little freaked out by that sometimes, but you got to look at it. It makes sense, right? If your body's so used to taking the 2,000 milligrams for how many years or whatever, then you reduce it. Yeah, the needle's going to go the other way. But as you continue with the food and stay strict with the nutrition, that'll start to come down again, and it'll get used to the new dosage, and you work down the line like that. You see what I'm saying? Rather than freaking the body out and going off too quickly. It's a process. It's a process. So hopefully that helps.
Okay, I have another question. In the morning when I get up, before I take my blood sugar reading, I go for a walk, you know, maybe a half hour, 45-minute walk. And when I come home, and I take my reading, my blood sugar is high.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, it depends, you know, sometimes really. You know, your cortisol levels are highest in the morning. The cortisol can spike it. Maybe after some exercise, you raise it up a little bit, and it caused a little spike. But, you know, that's just kind of how your body's responding to it. But check it
if you're
doing
it. Another thing is, should I be taking my blood sugar reading before I go for my walk?
Yeah, check it. Get up, do your normal thing in the morning. You know, you go to the bathroom, whatever, and you're getting freshened up to go, whatever. And then, you know, check your sugar, take your time, take a deep breath, let your arms hang down a little bit, and just take in a good, consistent reading the same way every morning. Then go for your walk. And if you're not on insulin, you don't have to check it anymore. You don't want to overcheck it. Overchecking it can spike it, because you're poking yourself. Yeah, so, you know, you don't need to overdo it. Do the one reading. Try to be consistently, do it the same routine, and you'll have the more consistency that way. I recommend that, you know. And that's all. So, yeah.
Thank you, yeah.
You're welcome, yeah.
Thank you.
So remember, you're welcome, Clint. Remember, Sue, also, when you're exercising, anyone listening out there, and as your body's healing and functioning better, you know, like he was mentioning, he noticed that it was higher. If it's just a gradual walk or whatever he's doing, if it's something vigorous, it could definitely do that and raise the cortisol levels. But as your body starts functioning better, it'll handle that. Just like it'll handle that better also. Just like when you get to become clinically non-diabetic and then you decide to have that cheat meal, and it handles it fine, because your body's in a better functioning mode, and it can do that. So that's a kind of a sign of your body dealing with things better and handling things better, whether it's food or exercise or what have you. But remember, depending on what you eat, and what you're doing all day. Everybody's blood sugar goes up and down throughout the day. But we want you to check that morning reading before you do anything. That's the most accurate one. That's what's going to dictate how your doctor reduces or recalibrates the meds and so on and so forth. Of course, if you're on insulin or fast-acting insulin, you need to check them more often. You follow your doctor's recommendations, whatever sliding scale they put you on, of course. But, please don't overcheck it. I know some of you get excited about sugar reading. You want to check it before. You want to check it after. You want to check it midday. You want to check it after this and that. Don't overcheck it. It's not necessary. And just know your body's going through a healing process. And just be consistent with that first reading. Check it the same way every time. Get yourself into a little relaxed routine about it. And, of course, the blood pressure and the weight, you do it all at the same time. All together, you're consistently doing it the same. You don't want to use different weight scales and different blood pressure reading machines and all that because you're going to get different things. So that's all. And that's all I wanted to say about that, just to kind of cover that nicely. And all right, we're coming to the top of the hour. We got about a few more minutes to go. Anybody's out there, star zero.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that's star zero for any questions.
Okay, operator, we're going to end the call now. I want to thank the questions. Thanks so much. It was really great. Perfect questions. They seem to be right on the money every single week. We're really, I'm really enjoying these group calls. I hope you are too. Remember, every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget, if you just joined us for the first time, welcome. Hope you enjoyed it. And you're going to be doing, for the first timers, remember the first week we do a daily check-in with everyone for the first week. With your fasting blood sugar, that's the first check in the morning before you eat, a blood pressure and a weight. And if you're on insulin, you'll give us the insulin units also. Whether you call it in, 800-321-9054, or you use the support email, support@helpyourdiabetes.com. Either way is okay. Please get your weekly food logs in, you guys. It's crucial. It's going to keep you dialed in. The more strict that you are about it, whether it comes to condiments and dressings and seasonings and all, read labels and really watch, okay? Watch the labels. It's in the details because it adds up to a big number the more you use it. Remember, serving sizes multiply. When you use more, you got to realize that. So it's not just, oh, there's a little bit of that, but then you use it's a 1 tablespoon serving size and you do 3 tablespoons. And then you do it twice a day for a week. You can see where I'm going with this. So don't forget to do that. Get them in. Any questions about anything, we're here 7 days a week. You leave a message, send an email. We'll always get back to you the same day. I hope you have a great day. Stay safe out there. And, we'll be here for you next Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Operator, thanks so much for a great group call once again. You guys have a great weekend. Stay on track. Bye-bye now.